Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Each year under the big top tent, Circus Flora gives us something new. The pieces are familiar, the acrobats, jugglers, animal acts, but the performers and the stories they tell are different each season. And this season is its 39th. It opens tomorrow, and it's called Urban Legend, a story that's about a monster. What is a monster doing at the circus? To talk with me about that, I'm joined by Jack Marsh. He is Circus Flora's artistic director and executive director. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And also with us is circus artist Book Kennison. He's a juggler and a St. Louis native who's making his Circus Flora debut. Book, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Elaine.
So, Jack, we're going to preview the show in just a bit, but first, you've been a part of this circus for your entire life and also your family's life. Your mother is the show's director and narrator. Now, for those who are hearing about Circus Flora for the first time, can you provide us a bit of an introduction to what it is and your history with it?
Of course. Circus Flora was founded in 1986, so this is our 39th season. And it's, in many ways, what you might expect going to a circus. We have a big top tent. We perform in the big top down in Grand Center, close to the Fox Theater, close to here. And we have these incredible performers, acrobats, jugglers, clowns, you know, the very traditional makings of a circus. But we do it a little bit differently. We get these incredible performers, and then we weave them through a storyline that we write anew each year based on the performers that we have, you know, whoever we're able to get from the rest of the country, the rest of the world, to come to St. Louis and perform for our audience.
So 39 is a big number. So coming up with that many new shows, that many new performers, why do you keep doing that and not kind of going back to some well-loved classics?
Well, I think it's for the joy of it and for our audience, really. We have, you know, the circus world is a big one. There's some incredible circus artists from all over the world, and we want to expose our St. Louis audience to as many different types of them as possible and find the best of them and bring them here to St. Louis. So, you know, for us, there is a certain familiarity for audience who come back year over year. Some of them at this point have even been coming as a child and are now bringing their own children to Circus Flora since we've been around for that long. But we get to create an all new show. So you're getting something familiar by the experience of coming down to the big top, getting some popcorn and cotton candy, sitting through an incredible show. But we want that the meat of that experience, what the show is, to be new and different and feel exciting even for folks who have come to 38 previous Circus Flora productions.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about how the show is going to be giving audiences something new, but Book, people might recognize you. A little over 20 years ago, you were on the cover of the Riverfront Times and already an accomplished juggler. The story noted that, quote, people can juggle with one hand tied behind their back. 13-year-old Book Kennison can do it with one foot tied behind his head. Now, Book, you are now a working artist in New York City. And this season at Circus Flora is something of a homecoming for you. What does it feel like, you know, getting ready to perform, you know, in and for your hometown?
It feels amazing. Yeah, I'm from St. Charles, Missouri. I was born in St. Louis, raised in St. Charles, and I got my start at an amazing youth circus program here, a social circus program called Circus Harmony, which is based at City Museum. It's very unique that way. And I have never been in Circus Flora before. I was almost in it in 2020, but our season was canceled.
Sure, as many things were.
So, yeah, I live in New York, and Circus Flora is an institution in the circus world. It's the biggest big top I've ever worked in. It's very special to perform in a circus tent. It's not always how circus is done, but when we're lucky, we get to do it in a chapiteau, in a big top.
Yeah.
So this is a very special experience for me, and staying with my mother, and it's very cute. It's very special, and I can't wait for our debut.
Is there something about it that feels almost like you're a kid again?
It does. It kind of feels like I never left youth circus. I can't believe I'm 35 years old now. So, like you said, that Riverfront Time story was more than 20 years ago.
Yeah,
I've been doing circus nonstop. I've tried to stop a few times, and it's never worked. Mm-hmm. I always come back almost immediately. So, yeah, the youth troupe I just mentioned is always in this show. They're in this show yet again.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to do it with the youth troupe back when I was a kid, so I've inserted myself into their number as one of the main characters of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing a little acro with them, the big styles. That's when we ask for applause. All the great youth circus stuff that's never really left the core of who I am.
Yeah. So you'd mentioned Circus Harmony, and when I went to Circus Flora, I mean, it was really amazing to see these young people doing what they were doing and doing it so well. So, Book, for you, having trained and performed as a young circus artist, is there something about working with Circus Harmony that you have carried into the work that you're doing, particularly in New York?
Absolutely. Not every youth circus program offers the chance to perform for audiences all the time. Sometimes they're more training all the time. But as I said, Circus Harmony is at City Museum, which mm-hmm. we all know is a place like no other. So the fact that there's a youth circus there, there's a permanent one-ring circus in that building is one of a kind. And they have shows all day long because there are tourists visiting City Museum all day long.
Yeah.
So as a child there, I got to get my ring legs, as we call them, working in the ring, just over and over again. So many reps, so many shows. So I would say, a seasoned performer. My busiest time ever was when I was a kid, just performing constantly. I felt like a seasoned veteran by the time I was 18. So I'm mm-hmm. Still bringing that. And yeah, now I got my own little space with my colleagues in New York City in Astoria, Queens.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 3 a.m. Theater, and we put on our own shows. We put on other people's shows, and we would like to think it's New York's home for contemporary circus.
Mm-hmm. Jack, I think you can relate to what Book said about trying to leave circus and then coming back. Is it special, you know, to see someone like Book return to perform with the same group, you know, all these years later, and especially given what you described about generations of families coming to see Circus Flora over and over?
Yeah, I mean, the circus community in St. Louis, I mean, in general, it's an incredible thing, but I think in St. Louis in specific, it's quite amazing. Between the youth circus program and at Circus Harmony and Circus Flora, you know, producing our world-class annual shows, you know, there's a great just set of talent that gets cultivated by this. So in this show, there's Book and also another performer, Kyron Walton, is a hand balancer who was previously one of the St. Louis Arches and trained at City Museum.
Okay.
And then he went off like Book did and is traveling the world as a circus artist. And
mm-hmm.
he's now, like Book, back in this show getting to perform for his mm-hmm. hometown audience.
So let's come back to this season. This new show is called Urban Legend. Jack, give us a bit of a peek into what people can expect, including what we teased earlier about the monster.
Sure. So it's the storyline, and Circus Flora always has a story through line that all of the circus acts are wrapped around. And it's this one is about an idyllic town or an idyllic city that becomes less idyllic when a monster shows up. There's some sightings of the monster, and there's a mayor who's very popular and is trying to keep that town very idyllic. But as a monster shows up, he starts to struggle to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That mayor, played by Book.
Yeah.
And throughout that show, we have some incredible circus acts. Some of the most amazing circus acts you'll see in the country, in the world. You know, it's an amazing amount of talent in the tent. We're just in rehearsals now, so just getting to sit there and watch this collection of skills is great. But we have there's a duo called Dauntless Duo, which is there's this this big guy named Dutch, and he's on the ground. He has a 25-foot pole that bounces on his shoulder and then later bounces on his head. And then his partner is a woman named Angela. She climbs up that pole and does acrobatics on top of it while it's balanced on Dutch. It's you know, both of them are doing the most amazing stuff, and putting it together is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group called Off Axis, a tramp wall act, which is our set is a city because it's urban legend. It's set in a city. But you see these acrobats jumping off of the out of the windows of a city building, off the roof of that city building, onto a trampoline bed and flipping and spinning and landing back on there. It's like so fun and energetic and incredible to watch. We have a duo, Alexi and Mary. They are a roller skating duo. So we bring a little platform in the middle of our ring, and they spin around at about 100 miles an hour do acrobatics while they're doing that. That's just a taste. The Flying Willendas on the High Wire, one of the most famous circus families in the history of circus. They're sixth and seventh and eighth generations you'll see on the wire from grandfather Tino down to Matteo, his grandson, and one generation in between. Mm-hmm. So it's this amazing collection of talent that I think is really going to stun our audience. It's a lot of new stuff that if you've been to Circus Flora before, you haven't seen, and you'll be really excited by all that's new. And then there's the familiarity of the experience of coming to see just our world-class show.
Yeah. And I have to say that Flying Willendas, they are a mainstay, and Circus Flora, I think, would not be Circus Flora without them. So just memorable to see them.
Yeah.
Book, you are the mayor of where this urban legend is happening. Tell us about the role that you're playing in the show.
Sure. I can't believe I'm old enough to play a mayor, but I guess I'm a boy mayor, a boyish mayor. I want this town to remain idyllic. I'm a little stern, the straight man, we call it, to the clowns, you might say. And I am the lyricist of this show somehow as well. We have a composer named Janine, but I'm singing a few songs that I wrote the lyrics for. And I'm flipping around a bit and doing a juggling act. Once I am threatened by this monster, it's kind of dampening my mojo, and I have to get it back by performing my juggling act and working myself back into shape, which is art imitating life, I would say, because that's often how it goes with juggling.
Mm-hmm. And do you enjoy the acting component? You know, maybe it's a little different from just a straight circus act.
It is. I applaud Jack Marsh for having the faith in me to act and sing and dance a little bit. I compose music as well on the side and write lyrics and sing. So this is a great opportunity for me to live the Broadway dreams I didn't know I had a bit in the circus ring here.
And I understand you both walked over here from rehearsals just a minute ago. I'm glad to see that you are dry. How are you feeling, you know, one day out from the premiere of this show?
I think we're feeling good. I mean, I think confident in this incredible show and this amazing collection of talent we've put together. There's always a lot of work to do. It's a very big production. We have, you know, all these incredible artists. We write, you know, it's all original music played by a live five-piece band. There's, you know, our lighting designer is hard at work, our musicians, our circus artists, our you know, writers, storytellers, there's a whole team that's still busy at the tent. Hopefully we can get back to them and reinsert ourselves into rehearsals. But there's so many people and a lot to do. So it's this really huge production that comes together quite quickly, and we're in the middle of that process, and it'll culminate, you know, it'll be all set by tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, Book?
I'm feeling good. As anyone who works in show business knows, the show will be ready when opening night falls, and it will not necessarily feel ready until that moment. And then the magic of circus will take its course. It's a little bit extra in circus, I think, because we're in a tent, it's raining, there's some mud around, so that gives it a little extra circus magic, we'll say.
Yeah. Book Kennison is a St. Louis native and circus artist now based in New York City, and Jack Marsh is Circus Flora's artistic director and executive director. Jack and Book, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck this season.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.